Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Red's Lawn Care Enterprises.
Well, you have him on. I am the owner of Lawns Red's Lawn Care.
Okay, great. Well, the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
Okay.
what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you as an option for them when
Right.
they're searching from within your service area. And
Okay.
certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your own life to search.
Well, what I originally did when I first started this service was I went to Google, and the first time they rejected me for some reason. I don't know why. I
Oh,
never got
really?
a confirmation. Yeah, I never got a confirmation back why
Okay.
I was rejected.
So you submitted that to Google yourself?
Personally, I practically do everything myself. I usually don't allow outside sources to do anything for me.
Oh, okay.
I usually do all of my legwork, my paperwork. I'll usually call people, talk to people, or if it's an online setup, then I'll do my best to make sure I put the proper information in and submit it. I submitted it for to the Google's business, my business.
The
And
Google one.
it was, yeah, they were right. And it rejected me. And it really never gave me a reason exactly why I was rejected. Now, here lately, I've been getting people calling me through the Googles. Have you heard of Angie's List?
Angie's List, yes, I'm very familiar with Angie's List. They just merged with a company called Home Advisor. It's like
Yes,
a lead service.
I really don't want to be. I signed up, but I really don't want to be with them. I would rather keep it local. Well, not just local. When I say local, I mean with Google and no one else.
Okay,
So
so
I have a year to decline the contract with them, which I've already paid them. I'm gonna tell you what I paid. I paid $287 to them for leads. I have leads already before even they contacted me.
Okay.
So I'm paying for a service that I really shouldn't have signed up for, but I did basically for a security of having people available, but I really don't need it.
Okay, so if we could solve that problem for you, get you verified with Google and get you on that first page in your local area and do that for you at a reasonable rate, is that something you would want to do now?
I would like to hear what you have. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what would happen is if we were to program you to appear on that first page, we
Right.
close out the territory for you and we can't accept any additional companies in who offer the same services. So that way you won't share your first page position or rotate. You'll always be there at that very moment you're needed. So that being said, I know that Richmond, the 23225, that is home base for you, correct?
That is home base. That's correct.
How far from there do you typically travel for the work?
Well, here lately, I have two homes in Petersburg, Virginia. I have one home in Suffolk, Virginia. And at this point in time, that is all I have outside of the 23225 area.
Okay, so if we could cluster them, that would be helpful, right?
That would be one under one, right.
So it's Petersburg, and where was the other one? I'm sorry.
Suffolk, Virginia.
Suffolk, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how long have you been in business there in the area?
This is my second year.
Second year, okay.
I was a substitute school teacher when the COVID came through. I was one that was let go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So I immediately had to have some type of income because I'm a caregiver to my mother. So I set up a lawn care service, which was just actually the neighborhood, but then it began to expand. So it's expanded right now tremendously. I have a month of customers already.
Oh, how fortunate. Okay. Okay. That's excellent. And so you can take on more work, right, here and there at this point?
I can. The way I set my contract with my clients is they get a first and a third or a second and a fourth day of the month. That's how I got it set up. And that's Monday through Friday only, no Saturday, no Sunday.
Okay.
And I cover these jobs. Like, for instance, I got a lady on the first Monday of every month, and I got her on the third Monday of every month. So, you know, and that goes all the way down the whole monthly day list. Right now, my calendar is pretty much booked. If people drop off, and then I open up a day or 2 days for me to take on more work.
Oh, okay. So when we list you up there, I mean, you're going to get calls. Are you going to be able to accommodate those clients?
I don't think I will with what I got going now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because
so maybe
I have one commercial, a lawyer with a commercial property that I work for. So he might randomly call me at any point in time, and I tell him the same thing. I can get to it for you on a day that's an open day for me to do that.
Okay. Okay. So if we could get you up there for a reasonable rate, is that something you would move forward with now, being that you're booked?
Okay. Angeles has me for $11 every, if I'm charging 60, they want $11 of every job that they send me. That's what they're paying. That's what I'm paying them. Now,
$11 per lead or per
Per agreed lead.
Okay. So if we could get you up on how many
leads? They don't agree with the lead. Right now I got two from them.
Okay. So if we could get you up on Google, I mean, you see value in that, right? Even though you're booked?
Right. I do see value in it, yeah.
Okay. So, and my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Terrence, the owner.
Terrence, it's nice to meet you. So what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today, and then that way if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. So the good news is you can qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's a new in business rate, and it's a reduced rate that they have for our newer companies. I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you the pricing right now.
Okay.
Give me just a moment here. And you don't have a website out there yet, right, that I'm missing, Terrence?
I haven't developed the that was one of my plans. I haven't developed one yet.
Okay. And I'm sorry for the delay. I'm just waiting on my director to apply the rate reduction.
You're fine. I'm good.
Okay. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I flag them down. Hang on here.
Okay.
Okay, so Andy is my director for that area. He's going to go ahead and apply that rate reduction. I'm just going to bring him on to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Rolling is his parents.